We are learning Masechtas Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Beis Omid Beis, and we are starting six lines from the top. Tanu Rabbanon. Tanu Rabbanon to the Braisa, Domim Loy. It's Loshen Rabbim. It says Domim Loy, that you're not allowed to kill him. And we darshan Domim Loy means you're not allowed to kill him Beim Bechoyel Beim Shabbos. In certain cases, you cannot kill the person, say if it's weekday, say if it's Shabbos. Ain loy domim, if the guy is someone who's coming, is a ganav, we worry about murdering, he's a murderer. Ain loy domim, he has no dom, you're allowed to kill him. Beim Bechoyel, Beim Shabbos, say weekday, say Shabbos. What's going on in this braisa? So Bishlama ain loy domim, that he has an oinish of misa. So Beim Bechoyel, Beim Shabbos, it's rechzaka da tachamina. Midav arugi bezdin. The Shabbos look at on. You would think, just like by arugi bezdin. And on Shabbos, you don't do Mises Bezdin. So maybe you wouldn't let him kill him on Shabbos. Kamash law and the Kathleen. They do kill him. Why do you kill him? Rashi, because here it's Pekuch Nefesh. That's why they kill him. But I got, you see from the Havamina, and it's a big Yisoid a lot of times, we already saw, but Kamen Rabbeinu, that the Yisoid is that this din of a Bob Machter is allowed to kill him is like a Oinish Bezdin. That's what it is. It's not Mamish Aroidif. It's a Nidosh Shem Seifai. As a din, like it's a din, the Torah says, you're allowed to kill him. He has din right there. But it's din like an Einish Bezdin. The Havamina be, just like you don't do Mises Bezdin on Shabbos, you're not allowed to kill a Bob Machteras on Shabbos. Kamash no, it's dangerous, and therefore you're allowed to kill him. So we understand what it means. Ein loy dom and bein bechav and Shabbos. Oh, dom loy, in a case, let's say it's a father. And dom loy, you're not allowed to kill him, bein bechav and Shabbos. Well, what's the chiddush? Hashto bechal katina, you're not allowed to kill bechal, but Shabbos, what you think? Shabbos, you're allowed to kill him. Shabbos is harder. Well, what's the Havamina? What do you need to tell me that on Shabbos I can't kill him? The chiddush is that if while he's tunneling in, it collapsed on him. This is a father. The alauta mivakech lov esagal. That means if he's not a father, if he's a regular ganev, you're not allowed to save him because lemaisi is chayiv misa, and therefore you let him die. But here, since he's not chayiv misa, so then you have to mivakech lov esagal. You have to dig him out. Like Rashi says, him kashahoyah choiter nofalov esagal mfakhalov heichad loy ba alis kinefashos. Avam ba alis kinefashos kiven nitin lehargoy. But loy asra gavra katiluhu mashas stira, and you're allowed to leave him there, and not allowed to open it up. It's a chiddush because even right now he's incapacitated. He can't just kill anymore. He is no right. It's an oinish misa. It's oinish misa. You're right. It's an oinish misa. That's the thing. There's another right. It's an oinish because wouldn't be oinish right now. He's not dangerous anymore. But he's still you're not allowed to do it on the Shabbos. Now the question is, how's it fit into the drasha? So we're saying, what does dom loy mean? Dom loy ibe b'chav m'shabbos means he has dom. He has blood. He has an neshama. So what is it? So it teaches that Yiladim Mifakeach loves a gal? What's the have mean or not? I'm saying, you need a pasuk to tell me that? I need a pasuk to tell me that I'm allowed to Mifakeach loves a gal on him? He's not Chayav Misa. What do you need a pasuk for? So the Kamash one is like this, that you would think that really, even a father, it might say stealing, and he has the same shock if someone confronts him. Maybe he is coming to kill. So maybe the loch is you can't kill him. Why not? Because it's a suffering. You can't kill him suffering. Maybe if the thing falls on him, maybe I'd say, you know what? Shev al tais adav. He came to Kamash Lon, dom him lo, you have to save him. That's the chiddush. That's how you read it into the Gemara. You have to save him. So the Gemara writes, Tanu Rabbanan. It says in the Pasuk, Habob machteres, im machteres yimotze gana, vahuka, vameis eim adam. So Vahuka teaches us, Bechol Adam. Doesn't have to be Dafka Rabbayas. Anyone is allowed to kill this fellow that's coming in to steal, which is a chiddush. That even though he's not the near Daf, still you're allowed to kill him. Now, that's poshed by a regular. Okay, we'll see in a second. We'll speak about it in a second. Vahuka Bechol Adam. Umeis, Bechol Mis Shati Yachol Mis. You kill him any type of Mis. You don't have to Dafka hit him. You could strangle him or something else also. This guy is Bob Machter. So Bishlam Vahuka. Maybe Dafka Baal Bayis, who we know he's coming to kill him, because the Baal Bayis himself is going to stand for his money, and therefore he's in danger. So maybe he could kill the roidif of Achar Loi, but someone else not. Kamash Lon the roidifu. I feel Achar Nami, someone else could kill him. Someone else can even kill this person. Now, even though we know that every raid of someone else kills, so first or possibly later on, but you have to say this is different. This case is a bigger chiddush because here's not a regular raid. Here it's more of like a din oinish, and the chiddush is someone else could also carry out this oinish. Fila achanami elav amaze for the questions like this. Ella, v'meisachol misi shatam yochal misi, kill him any way you want. Lomali, why do you need a pasuk to tell us that b'm machteres, the Baal Bayis let it kill him in any misa possible? Meretzeach nafka. We know this from Meretzeach. The time went in a brisa. Mois yumas hamake, reitzeachu, that the pasuk says that someone who kills, someone who's a reitzeach, mois yumas hamake reitzeachu. Ain't le'el misa murubay, you only know sayif, menayim shemiyat yochal misa v'misa k'shuvay. How do you know if you don't, if you can't do saif, shat or a shoyla, what does it mean? Because he did something in kishuv, he ran away, and you only could shoot him with a bullet. How do you know you're supposed to kill him anyway? So it says, how do you know you like to kill him something else? How do you know you like to kill him a different chol mis shat or yochal? Menayim shmei ati yochal misa v'misa misa k'shuv v'vash. Shat yochal rishayel misa v'chol mis shat yochal misa. Tamalei, mois shumas, don't v'lo shum v'kom v'kom. So the kash is, why do we need a pasuk by Bob Machteris? They like to kill him with any time misa. I know from Ritzach already. Shani yosel no mekrom, mois shumas. Theory has his ears of kashuv. So who said here? Here I need a pasuk also. Break the bar of nigma v'nei, learn out from there. Shum davar Ritzach, v'goyal adam, shtei k'shuv v'bom ke'echot. Because there are two times in the Torah with marba any misa baritzeach and by girl adam. Girl adam, according to Rashi, at least means someone killed b'shaygig and he left the ira miklat. So the girl adam is not to kill him in any misa he wants. So since it's two psukim, you would think over here it's hukah's dafka, v'hukah meis's dafka. You have to hit him. You can't strangle him or something else. Kamash v'lam v'meis. You're not to kill him in any type of misa possible. So we're learning from here that he didn't write that first of all that every person is allowed to kill him, and number two is you're allowed to kill him any time misa possible. Tana Rabbanan, Machteres, we know in the pasuk that this Ganev who's coming in a tunnel, you're allowed to kill him. You only see from the psukim a case of Machteres. Ainly el Machteres, Gagoy Chaser Kafif Menayin. He climbs up onto your roof, he jumps into your chotzer, he jumps onto your porch. Menayin, how do you know also has the same din that you're allowed to kill him? Tamlemi Motzi, I got him to call Makoim. And came out Tamlemi Machteres. Why is the Machteres, according to this Bryce, the reason is, because that's the Dibra Kasa Vahiva. That's a normal case. A Ganav usually gets in by digging under the wall. That's the easiest way to get in for a Ganav, that here and there is hidden. That's why it's a Lashon Machteres. But any type of Ganav has the same halacha. Tani, the Chadim Bryce says a little different. Machteres, only Machteres, Gaga Chatzeru Kafifa Menayin. How do you know? Gaga chaser kafifa menayin tamalim yimatze ganim v'kol malkim. Why is it machteres? Machteres machterosoi zuis rosoi, which this is big nafkamina. Like Rashi explains that by machteres you have to kill the guy with hasra, because if he came in machteres, he worked so hard to dig in onto your house, he is coming to kill if you confront him. After all that work trying to get into your house, he really wants to steal, and if you confront him, he's going to kill you. Masha'inkein by chaserei gagoi. There, you cannot kill him until he gets sworn in front of Edom. That Edom have to come over to him and say, you know what, the guy might confront you, and what are you going to do? Are you going to kill him? And he says, yeah, I'm going to kill. Then, you'll have to kill him. Only with Asra. So there's a huge difference. To hold him by Machteres, you'll have to kill out Asra, is only by Machteres. But, if it's Gagai Chatzeri Kafifa, you're talking, he's a warning. Not because he needed Asra. The reason is because you have to know that he's coming to kill. In a machteres, we are sure he's coming to kill. Because he's digging, he's working so hard, he's coming to kill. By a gag, we don't know. Maybe he saw opportunity, saw open door. Doesn't mean he's coming to kill. And therefore, he needs asra. Why? Not because he's din asra. Because we have to know he's coming to kill. It's very important to speak out. That the asra is not because of din asra, it's because he's coming to kill. Because ba'etzim, a machteres does not need asra. Just here means you know for sure he's coming to kill. So that's the difference. The big difference between Machteres and Gaga Vatsera. So that's more of a bite. Om Rav Huna. Now we're going to go to Roidif a little bit. Om Rav Huna, Katan or Roidif, if you have a Katan running after a different Katan, Rashi says, because that's usually the case. A Gadol he's scared of. So Katan's running after a Gadol to kill him. You're allowed to kill the Katan without asking any questions, even though there's no Asra there. Katan Roidif mitin la tzila ben afshay, kusama Roidif ain't sarach Asra. Loish the God, loish the Katan. Let it kill him without Asra, even though a child is, one of the reasons why a child doesn't have Chiyuvim is because he doesn't understand. So he doesn't understand any Asra, but he doesn't need Asra. A Raidav doesn't need Asra. And therefore, a Katan a Raidav is Chayiv Misa, you'll have to kill him. You'll have to kill him. Eser, Chistar Rav Huna. There's a loch in a Brisa that says like this, that a mother is having a baby and is in danger. So if the baby is still inside the mother's stomach, the midwife is allowed to stick her hand inside and kill the baby inside to save the mother's life. That you're allowed to do because Kozman, the head did not come out into the world. It's not considered a human. It's not considered a human life. It's considered Uber. It's a little less of a level. and you're allowed to kill the uber to save the mother's life. But Yotzer Roisha, if the head came out, you're not allowed to kill the baby to save the mother's life. Yotzer Roisha, ain't noigin boy. Fish ain't doicha nefesh ve nefesh. You're not doicha nefesh ve nefesh. Freiting Marakasha, if a cotton doesn't need a hasra, v'amai roidifu. This baby who came out as a roidif is killing the mother. If it's killing the mother, you're allowed to kill the roidif. So what's going on over here? Rabbi Huna say you're allowed to kill the roidif. Shani Hosam Nashmai Karat Vilei. Here it's different. Here the child's not trying to kill the mother. It's Min HaShemayim. So it's Min HaShemayim. It doesn't have a din of a roidif, and therefore you can't kill the baby because it's Min HaShemayim is a roidif. HaShemayim is being roidif to the mother, not the baby. Name Mesiele. Let's make a raya to Rav Huna's halacha that you don't need a hasra. Leim Mesiele. It says roidif shay roidif ach chaver lahargoy. There was a roidif running after his friend to kill him. Oimer loy, and you tell the roidif, Re'ei, it's Yisrael. The guy you're running after is Yisrael. You're not allowed to kill him. Ben Brisu, he's not a mumar. He's a from Jew. Va'atayra Amra, and the pasuk says, Shoifich dama Adam, someone who's trying to kill someone, but Adam, which means b'shvil the Adam, dama yishafach. I'm allowed to kill the roidif to save the Adam's life. Shoifich dama Adam, but Adam, because of Adam, dama yishafach, I'm allowed to kill Amra Taira. You let us save this person's blood with this person's blood. So what do you see from here? So here it's a raya. You see, you don't need asra because you don't need the murderer, the raidif, to say, yeah, I know the halacha and I'm fapikin. So you see, it's a raya to Rav Huna. You don't need asra because here it's just telling him. By the way, you know you're killing a Jew, but you don't have to. You don't have to have the guy say, yes, I hear the Asra. That's part of the Alaka Asra. You have to mekabel Asra. Here you don't find mekabel the Asra. So it's a raya to Rav Huna that you don't need Asra. So tomorrow wouldn't that be a raya? Why? Because maybe I hear Reis Yehudi. That's the Shita Reis Yehudi holds. You never need a Kabbalah's Asra. Because Reis Yehudi holds that the Asra is just to make sure it's not a shagi. The Tanya, or they knows the Halacha. You make sure he knows the Halacha. Tanya Reis Yehudi Eimer, Chavar in Tzarech Asra. Someone who's talmud is not in Asra. If you learn the Asra, the hafkam and shoygel amazed. You only Asra to be making hafkam and shoygel amazed, and that's not a right Rav Huna. Maybe Roidif does need Asra. That's Rav Yehuda who holds you never need a kabbalas Asra. Once you know that he knows the situation, then he's chay. There's not a right. But now we're making Toshma. It's a kasha on Rav Huna. Toshma. Roidif shay roidif achaveir lahargoy. Omalo, you tell him. Reish Yisraelu, he's Yisrael by Ben Brisu. He's not a mumar. He's a from Yid. Va'atayra emra shefach dama adam ba'adam v'shafach. And I'm allowed to kill you because you're killing someone else. Se'im Omar. If the roidif says, I know you're day on these two kain. If I know that, I know what's going on. Then you're potter. Day on these two kain. Then potter. Then the roidif is potter. If he says, I'm not kain ni oisa. If he says, I'm doing it af a pikin chayv. You need kabbalas asra. You're there and he's not a Kabbalah Sasra. I'm not asking is a Kabbalah Sasra. But first, in the Brahis, he's a Kabbalah Sasra by Roidif. So clearly, not like Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, Katon, HaRoidif, Nita Tzil, and Afshe, why? Because you don't need Asra. Here you say clearly, you need Asra. So it's a Kasha on Rav Huna. Like Tzricha, my answer is like Tzricha, no. This Brahis will not be a Kasha on Rav Huna. Why? Avada or Roidif does not need Asra. Does not need Kabbalah Sasra. The case over here was, that you couldn't kill the roidif anymore. It's not possible. You couldn't save the nirdaf. Here the story was, there was the other side of the river, and you see Reuven killing Shimon. And you're telling him, by the way, you're killing a yid. And he's giving him the asra to stop him from killing. So here, and you want to bring him to Bezdin, So here you need taka, a hasra, and a kabbalah's hasra. Let's read the cry of every denara. Le'imotzi atul, you can't save him. Ma'ikid b'yasuya, what could you do? Asuila Beidina, bring him to Bezdin. Beidina by Asra. Bezdin needs Asra, therefore you need a Kabbalah Asra because you want to bring him to Bezdin to give him Mrs. Bezdin. That's one teretz. On this cash of Rav Huna, it sounds like you need Asra. The boy is saying, maybe this price also right if needs Asra. Rav Huna says, I have a price like me. Rav Huna, I know the Amrika, Tana the Machteres, the Om Machteres, the Asra. We learned before that a Mabom Machteres, once you see him digging in, you're allowed to kill him. He doesn't have Asra. Klar, you don't need Asra there. The whole reason why you need him to dig is to know he's coming to kill. But that's you don't need Asra. So it's a price, a right, Rav Huna. So therefore, Rav Huna is not worried about this price. I have a price like me. And that's why he's not worried about this price. So it comes out, it could be a machlaikis if you need Asra or not. It's very possible it's a machlaikis between these two prices. Fit of Bais Eimer, it's a machlaikis over here If a roidif needs a asra, and it's definitely Rav Chista's sheet, because Rav Chista is Rav Chista Rav Huna, he has the kasha from the case of a katan. He held also, Rav Chista held a maisa, that a roidif needs a asra. It comes down to Machlokes Tanoim, Machlokes Amoraim, if a roidif needs a asra or not.